one of the major questions that permeates all of us tefillin is precisely what is the zman of the mitzvah? When exactly is the person supposed to be fulfilled this mitzvah of tefillin? So there is a major discussion amongst the Acharonim as to what exactly is the zman of mitzvah tefillin on the level of deraisa. We find in the Gemara that it was fairly common that people were wearing tefillin all day. And the question is, what do we make of that fact in light of the fact that we don't do that anymore? The Rishonim quote already a tradition of the Gaonim that most of us don't wear tefillin all day. The Chidei school wear tefillin all day. But most regular people are not wearing tefillin all day. The Gaonim explained the reason for why we've refrained from wearing tefillin all day is because of some of the concerns of Heschadas and Kufnoki, some of the things we'll talk about a little bit later on in terms of Shemir's Kedusha that tefillin. But practically speaking, we're not wearing tefillin all day. We're wearing tefillin specifically during davening, maybe a little bit after that. But in the olden days, it was normal to wear tefillin all day. The question is, how do we make sense of this? What is the mitzvah? Is the chiyuv to actually wear tefillin all day and we're doing what's wrong? Or is the chiyuv what we're doing, what they were doing was additional? What exactly is going on? So the Be'alach already makes a reference to this, that there is a shayla in the Acharonim, what is the bare-bone minimum mitzvah of tefillin? So there are many Acharonim, and the Mishnah Berurah sides with these Acharonim, that's the Pripagodim, where the Pripagodim says that he thinks that the bare-bone minimum mitzvah of tefillin is once a day, every day. That you have to put on tefillin every single day. How long do you have to wear tefillin every day? As much as you want. You want to wear it for a second, you want to wear it for a minute, you want to wear it for 10 hours, whatever you want, you're yotze the chiyuv, but it has to be once a day, every single day. Obviously, you mean every day that's chayav in tefillin, on Fukah Shabbos, Yontif, we'll talk about this as we go on. But the chiyuv gomer min haTorah is once a day, every day. Now, there's an additional mitzvah, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, not an additional literal mitzvah, but a mitzvah kiyumis to wear tefillin as much as one can. That the more the merrier. It's almost like mashalim of davidim. The Rambam writes in Uchus Chometz Matzah that you have to eat a kezayis matzah to be able to your bare bone minimum. But the more you eat, the greater kima mitzvah there is. So that's what the Prima Godim says here also, that you have to wear it a little bit every day in Torah, and then you want to wear it for longer because day. So in the days of Chazal, they felt it was still safe enough to wear it the entire day. So then they would encourage everybody to wear it the whole day. Why not get the greater kima mitzvah as much as you can? Whereas the Gaonim felt that trying to fulfill the kima mitzvah, if at the expense you're going to violate Isurim of Heschadas, Chalas Rosh, and Gufnokis, all those halachas that govern Kedusha Tefillin, it's better not to perform these kima mitzvahs at the expense of Isurim. And therefore, for the Monam, it's a general protocol the Gaonim instituted that we should just do what the bare bone minimum mitzvah is. That's literally for 1 second. Why do we keep it on for longer than a second? Because the Gemara says that you're supposed to wear tefillin when you say Kriya Shema. Then the Rishonim made on, you're supposed to say tefillin when you daven. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, that's also a key of wearing tefillin. That's Kavosu Machos Shemayim. So the whole part of that morning that's dedicated for Kavosu Machos Shemayim, which is Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Well, you just put them off Kriya Shema, you might as well put them off Sukkot Zimmeret. So you put them off for davening. Basically, bottom line is, you put your tefillin on for davening, and that's the way we choose to fulfill our mitzvah deraisa of tefillin, which technically speaking can be done any time during the course of the day for X amount, for any amount of time whatsoever. That's how the Mishnah Berurah, the people are going to present with the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin is. And there are other acharonim who are not so sure that model is correct. There are other acharonim who say that maybe the mitzvah of tefillin is not really day-based. It's not linked to any particular day. Namely, the mitzvah of tefillin is an ongoing mitzvah. So the more you wear it, the more the merrier. The more, if you wear it for 5 hours, that's great. You wear it for 20 hours, that's great. You wear it for 1 hour, that's good. You miss a day here and there. No, not the end of the world. So some achronim write that missing a day of tefillin is not all that different than missing an hour of tefillin. What would that mean? According to some achronim, let's say you have two choices. You have the choice of putting on tefillin every day for the next week, every day for 2 minutes, or one day you wear them for 6 hours, and the rest of the week you won't put them on at all. So the Mishnah Berurah and the people of God would say, you better put them on every day, because if you don't put them on every day, then you're going to be mevatel your chiyuv ha-mitzvah. So even though sach hakol, you're going to end up with less time, but the chiyuv ha-mitzvah is more important than the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. And there's other achorim say no. Other achorim said, if you had those two choices, one is to put on tefillin for 6 hours at once, then miss it for the rest of the week, or put it on for a minute every day, it's better to put them on 6 hours at once, so you get 6 hours worth of a mitzvah rather than 6 minutes worth of a mitzvah. So conventional wisdom is like the Mishnah Berurah. Well, if you ask most people on the street, they tell you, of course, if you had that choice, you'd put on tefillin every single day. That's a weird noeg l'alocha. That's a weird pasuk in l'alocha, that there is some kind of a chiyuv linked to the day itself. Even though it's not clear in the Gemara and the Rishonim that such a thing exists, but that's Mishnah Berurah's machwil, like that pre-bilur, with those acharonim against the other group of acharonim. I remember when I was a little boy, so the nursery or something, they took us to my school, elementary school was in the shul at the time in Riverdale. So they took us into the shul to meet the person who used to run the whole shul there, like the shamus, like an old European yid. He was he was one of those, you know, shechtim, seferim, you know, no. To us, he was like the holiest thing, he was a holy yid. To us, he was like, you know, Kaddish Kaddashim. So he probably was. So I'll never forget, I was about maybe 4 or 5 years old, and he said to us, He said, you little boys, someday you're going to be bar mitzvah, and you're going to have this special mitzvah putting on tefillin. And he said, and don't forget, never miss a day. He scared me. He said, never ever, he said, 50 years later, never ever miss a day of tefillin, because if you ever miss one day of tefillin, it's like you don't believe in Hashem that day. Wow. Not true. I'm not sure that's true. So but the people got themselves. Mishabur said, yeah, can't miss a day of tefillin. So yes, that's how they possibly miss death in Europe, like that. People are like that. Mishabur. Okay, fine. It said over from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav held, like Reb Chaim held, could be the other Chorma Evin, right? And that's why the Brisker Rav held that it's not so much. Brisker Rav also put it in front of it. It's not so much day oriented. That's why they quote the Brisker Rav that there were times. But Nebuchadnezzar, the end of his Rav's life, he was very, very sick. He had a very serious stomach illness. And there were days when he wasn't able to wear tefillin altogether. Chol Mayai was part from tefillin. The way the story goes is that the days that the Rav would feel better, he would try to calculate the amount of hours that he had missed. So he had to put on tefillin 3-4 days because he had been sick, he had been potter. So if he was able to, he would keep his tefillin on longer on the days that he was able to make up for those hours. So some people think, oh, what a beautiful last chassidish amayis about the Rav. No, it was up he did. He held that it was true. Up he did because the chiyuv of tefillin is an ongoing chiyuv. So if I miss 3 hours, I'm good, so let me make up those 3 hours. According to what we're saying, you missed 3 days, you're going to make it up on Wednesday, you missed on Sunday. It's like, if I didn't eat matzah, let's say I didn't eat matzah last Pesach. So this Pesach only 2 kazesim. It's a joke. It's a late Sunday. Last Pesach was last Pesach. This is this Pesach. So the Brisker Rav understood that, no, it's an ongoing mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, kol chayecha, to wear it as much as you can. I just made up the phone.
That's like 3 times the amount you usually put on. You miss it, just put it on for a moment.
No, he held that the mitzvah is to put tefillin on as much as you can. So I don't know, when he was feeling well, so he would daven. Let's say, 45 minutes to daven. I don't know, he was rough to daven. So he would make a cheshbon on a healthy week. He would wear tefillin for 4.5 hours. So if at the beginning of that week he wasn't feeling well, he tried to be chaper right to be mashlim those 4.5 hours on Thursday. It wasn't absolute chiyah, but it made sense. And lied the fact that he held like his father, like Reb Chaim, well, fundamentally not really like that people go, not really like that Mishnah Berurah. That's what they quote for Reb Chaim, that we know, we'll talk about this a little bit later on, about the Machlekes of Yishalim, whether you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So many, many have the practice not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which is really a little bit of a fella, because according to some Yishalim, Imam Shmuchim B'Daraisa, it's a Chiv Gov B'Daraisa. So it's kind of like we were Machriya. Who was Machriya? What was Machriya? You know, we're not even sure what the din is. So Reb Chaim apparently said the only reason why people don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is because they fundamentally hold that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with not wearing tefillin one day. And please don't misquote me on that one. It means that if the mitzvah of tefillin would be an absolute, like the Prima Rabbi, the Shabur said, it's a chiyuv gomer every single day of your life. And if you miss a day, it's a bittul mitzvah of uvas lecholiskon, so that it would be very, very hard to be makel, so to speak, to be machriya not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Reb Chaim said the reason why we're so makel, so to speak, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, is because anyway, in the back of our minds, we're not so convinced, so if you miss a day, so the world will come to an end. So it's not even mevatel the chiyuv of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is an ongoing chiyuv, it's not linked to a day per se. Again, that's a brisker form. The Pashas and Dvarim was like the people, like the Shabura, that like the Shabbos in the Shul when I was 4 years old. Every single day is Kedush Kedoshim. You can't blow, you can't miss a day. The Rambam seems to say that somehow, not that the mitzvah tefillin is a once in a lifetime, that's not what the Rambam said, but the Rambam seems to say that if a person misses tefillin their entire life, that's like a new category of halacha. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that what's called the Kakafta Dol Malach Tefillin, the Gemara makes all kinds of cheshbonos about a tzaddik goes to this way, and a rashi goes this way, and a beinoni is this way. And the Gemara talks about a person who's a beinoni, but part of his averus, of his beinonim, are kakafta l'monach tefillin. He's a head that hasn't worn tefillin. So the Gemara says, that's pretty bad. That's going to put you over the edge, even though, according to the math, you're 50-50. But if you happen to also be a kakafta l'monach tefillin, that's even worse news for you. So when the Rambam quotes that din of kakafta l'monach tefillin, the Rambam writes, and Ilchus Tshuva writes, kakafta means a head, and kugelos means a skull. The head, the l'monach tefillin, Pamachas Bachayev. He says that he hasn't worn tefillin even once in his life. So you get the impression from the Rambam that if a person put on tefillin once, so not that that's a good thing, we should try to put on tefillin more than once, but somehow that's like a halachic category. That's like, come on, remember, I'm putting tefillin on everybody at least once. Every Jew should at least wear tefillin once. That's a ma'ilah pi halacha. There's something to that, some special category. Let's say when it comes to eating matzah, Pashas, it's not like that. If I ate matzah once in my life, but I was mevatel matzah the other 300 times in my life, that's a long time, so the other 95 times in my life. Whereas over here, the Rambam is saying somehow that there's a special, unique category of a kakafel or a chfilin. Every Jew's got to make sure to wear tefillin at least once in his lifetime. It's an interesting lashon Rambam in the Chos Tshuva. But get back to the story. So the bottom line is, you got to wear tefillin all the time. That's not a shayla, you got to wear tefillin every single day. Okay, good. But are there any times where you don't wear tefillin? So the Gemara has a big machlokes at Tanoim about whether the mitzvah tefillin is linked to the daytime or whether you have to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin at night as well. What's the shayla? So the Gemara explains in Maseches Menachos, it all revolves around how to read Pshat and Pasuk in Parshas Bo. The Torah says, "V'shamarta zachuka zois lemoadam yamim yamimah." That Pasuk is found at the end of Parshas Kadesh, and it's not clear at all what that Pasuk is going on. The problem is that the phrase is very, very vague. "V'shamarta zachuka zois." Which chukah? What chukah is the Torah talking about? So normally when you have like a pronoun like that, you go back to what the previous, what's called the antecedent or something, you look back what the previous words are referring to. The problem is that there are two previous nouns. One of them is tefillin, and the other one is Korban Pesach, because that whole parasha is talking about Mevartas, Avedas, Shvish, Yom Tocham, Matzas, etc. So when the Torah concludes that parasha by saying, we're not even sure what the chukah hazois is. So this was a machlekes Rabbi Yosef Gluti and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yosef Gluti's opinion was that Vishamarit is referring to the most previous statement, namely going back on tefillin. You have to be shomet tefillin miyom yamima. What does that mean? How do I do that exactly? What does it mean to be shomet tefillin miyom yamima? What does yom yamima mean? So Rabbi Yosef Gluti said yom yamima means days, every day. Every day you have to wear tefillin. Vishamarit is chukazois. That may be the source of the Zechorim. Vishamarit is chukazois miyom yamima. But since the Torah says yom yamima, yom comes lafuke leilos. And you dafke don't wear tefillin at night. Not only are you potter until the night, you're actually not allowed to wear tefillin at night, because since the Torah uses the lashon v'shamarta, shmira is always a lashon iser. Hishamar is a lashon of not to do something. So be careful, don't wear tefillin at night. That's what the Torah is saying. V'shamarta is also the yom yamima. Make sure you only wear tefillin by day, but don't even dream of putting on tefillin at night. There's an iser to wear tefillin at night, and there's an iser mid-der-eis. So according to Biyosek, there will be two levels. You don't have to wear tefillin at night, and even if you'd want to, you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. There's nisa derais of shemiras that tefillin by wearing tefillin at night. That's what Rabbi Yosef Gluti is of you. And Rabbi Akiva says the whole thing is not correct, because Rabbi Yosef Gluti's whole interpretation of the pasuk is not correct, because he has the wrong chukah. The pasuk is not even talking about tefillin. Says Rabbi Akiva, bechukah is haPesach across the Megaber. The Torah is referring to Korban Pesach, and the Torah is telling us to be shomer Korban Pesach yom yamima. What does that mean? Every day to put on, to every day to bring a Korban Pesach? That's pretty silly. You don't bring a Korban Pesach every day. So obviously, just as chukah means something different according to Rabbi Akiva, so to yom yamima means something different according to Rabbi Akiva as well. What does yom yamima mean? So yom yamima is a phrase that appears in Tanakh and other places that could sometimes mean annually, not daily. According to Yossi Aglili, yom yamima means daily in this context, daily but not nightly. According to Rabbi Akiva, yom yamima means annually, bring Korban Pesach once a year, every single year. It's nothing to do with tefillin. So therefore, if the Torah doesn't say not to wear tefillin at night, so mehecha teisi, you don't wear tefillin at night. So that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says, that you do wear tefillin at night. There's no chilin between the day and the night on the level of deraisa. Then the Gemara Menachah says that even though Rabbi Akiva holds that fundamentally bikaron, you can and you should wear tefillin at night, minatar for sure, nevertheless, with the Rabbanon, they did away with tefillin at night. They told people dafka to take off the tefillin at night. Why is that? Because Chazal were afraid that since night is a zman shena, and people fall asleep in the tefillin, that's going to lead to day bizoyin at tefillin. Other things can happen. So to prevent any bizoyin of condition at tefillin, Chazal made a takona not to sleep in one's, not to put on tefillin, like Gezer Shem Yishon Behem. So when all the dust settles, Bein Lefir Rabbi Akiva, Bein Lefir Rabbi Yosef, no one's wearing tefillin at night. We're just not sure why we're not doing that. According to Rabbi Yosef, we're not doing it with the Raisa, because Yavim Velo Leilos. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're not doing it with the Rabbanon, because they're a Shem Yishon Behem. Any nafkaminis at the end of the day, you're not allowed. So the Raisa, the Rabbanon, any real nafkaminis for us. So Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei Taisus, writes, it's a big nafkamino. What if you have a situation where a person wants to put on tefillin at night and there's no gezeirah shemishon? The reason for the takana doesn't apply. So this is always a tricky question. When you have a gezeirah derabanan, as well as a low plug, not a low plug. So Rabbeinu Peretz understood that this was not really a low plug, and the gezeirah was only made bichi hagav that were concerned shemishon b'hem. But if liyitzuya, we can always circumvent that concern, so then it'll be mutter. Then it'll be mutter not min atar. It's mutter min derabanan also. If you hold it, could be yosei glili. It's in isegam min atar. Forget it. There's no exceptions to the rule. What would the case be where the gezeirah doesn't apply? So the parent says that he thinks that the gezeira only makes sense, let's say now. So right now it's ready after shkia, it's almost nighttime, maybe it is nighttime already. So if I'm going to go put on a pair of tefillin now, that's a big problem. Well, I'm exhausted now. I've been up all day, I've been working all day, running around, learning, trying to learn, make believe I'm learning all day, I'm tired. So if I put on my tefillin now, I'm going to doze off, gezeira shem yishamem, that's going to be a problem. So that was the takon. But let's say I go to sleep now, I get a good night's sleep, and I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm ready to roll, I'm ready to learn. I've got 11 hours of sleep. I'm mamish wide awake, I'm not going to sleep anymore. So Ben Aperet said, if you're wide awake, you're mashkim l'derech, you're ready to roll, it's pitch black outside, but you're tefillin on. What's the gezeira shem yishan? You're not going to fall asleep anymore, you're up ready for the day. So Ben Aperet said that if you hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that the whole thing was a gezeira derabanan shem yishan, so then you have to assess case by case, is there a real concern? Like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's an issur deraisa, it's an issur deraisa, it's deraisa, calls man, that's lie, let's also not turn, no ands, ifs, and buts. So how do we pass in halacha? In this machlokes, do we follow Rabbi Yosef Glili? Do we follow Rabbi Akiva? So this was a machlokes of Rishonim. So most of the Rishonim started with Rabbi Akiva, except for the Rambam. The Rambam learned that the Maskara Sigmar is like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Rambam sheet is that you're not allowed to put on tefillin at all at night, even on a level of deraisa. Whereas according to most of the Rishonim, it's only a prohibition with the Rabbanim Gzeir Shem Yishan. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We pass in like the other Rishonim. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Aperetz. The Shulchan writes that if a person is a mashkim derech, or he wakes up sabbath, he's ready to sit and learn, and he's sure he's not going to fall asleep, then there's nothing wrong with his putting on tefillin and mamash in the dark of night. The pashtus just says, if you follow a min haberech, you can make a brach also. If you really believe that min haTorah yechayev, and midrabbanan they never asked it, so then why not? Why can't you make a brach? It's like putting on tefillin at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's if you really truly held like Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Shulchan Aruch backpedals a little bit and says, you know, we're not 100% sure Ben Aperetz is right. So therefore, if such a case would happen, we would probably let you put the tefillin on. When he's probably right, but you know, hold off the bracha. Keep the bracha on hold till afterwards. You'll make the bracha later. You're allowed to make a tefillin as a mitzvah in Sheches. So technically, you're allowed to make a bracha even after the tefillin were put on already. So hold off to the bracha until the right zman comes. But the ikaron, if Ben Aperetz is really, really, truly accepted 100%, then there should be nothing wrong with making the bracha at that point.
When the Chai Adam brings this din about like going on a trip, he also says if you're on a spina or something like that, you wouldn't be allowed to. So is that Isser on a non, like a wagon or a spina or airplane, would that be a low poop in that situation?
No, so the postman were worried about, is it always true that the guy's only going to be awake? So let's say, folks can talk about if you're in a carriage, those off the carriage, so you have to figure out what sleeping patterns are in planes and boats. I don't know. Let's say a guy wakes up in the middle of the flight, 3 o'clock in the morning, I would say that's probably still a gezeira, because he's not really up for the day. He just slept for 20 minutes. So maybe he'll fall back to sleep again. So you have to take it case by case.
If you're going back from Israel to America, and you're going to miss this mom. I'm sorry, other way.
Because you're afraid of, you have a long time to put tefillin on, even when you're flying to, so you still have a few hours to put tefillin on. I mean, the guy's mamish pachad, he's going to miss putting on tefillin, so he wants to put on now. Okay. So, I don't know. Anyway, getting back to the story. So if and when there are a bit of parents, the svara would work, so then we would probably sanction putting on tefillin even in a little in the middle of the night. Whether or not we should make a bracha, so Shulchan Aruch says, probably hold off making a bracha. So there were two applications of this, two famous applications of this. They really played out Lemaisa. One was in a very tragic scenario, and one was a little bit less tragic scenario. So the tragic scenario was during the Holocaust, the Shiloh was asked in the many circumstances. Sometimes you had situations where Jews were in ghettos, sometimes even in the concentration camps themselves. They were able to get pairs of tefillin smuggled in and different things. And they were able to put on tefillin, but they weren't able to put on tefillin at 8 o'clock in the morning. They were already out in Nebuch and roll call. They were working ready at 3 o'clock in the morning. So the only time that they had a couple of minutes to put on tefillin may have been mamash in the dark of night when the guards weren't watching. They were sleeping. So maybe they had a couple of minutes to chaperein to put on tefillin for a second in the barracks. So in the tshuvas mimamakim, or Rosh of Oshri, has a whole series of tshuvas that were asked to him, and he was in the Kovno ghetto, if I'm not mistaken. So the whole series of tshuvas, so one of the shailas of tshuvas that he deals with was this shaila. So he paskin, if I'm not mistaken, that if, let's say, the roll call was going to be at 4 in the morning or something, so the guards were going to start waking up the Jews at 4 in the morning, so they wanted to get up themselves at 3:30 before the guards would come, so he was told they should put on tefillin then. They could even make a bracha then. Why? because we really, really pass like rabbinic parents. Because we pass like rabbinic parents. The Shulchan Aruch said, if you're able to push the bracha off to later, so push off the bracha. You're not able to. Here, it's either now or never. So since you're not going to be able to put on the film more than 30 seconds, the other guy's going to put it on. You have to, 30 seconds to put on film, so you can even make a bracha, because mikra didn't really, according to the Rambam, you can't do that. According to the Rambam, it's Bamashat Tezvan. You can't do it. But mikra didn't, we don't really accept the Rambam. That was the tragic application of the Shah. The less tragic was this Shah was raised again in 1974. I imagine nobody in this room was even anywhere near Olam HaSeh before the year 1974, but I was a little boy at the time. So it was the year of the oil embargo after the Yom Kippur War, so all the Arabs decided to put an embargo on oil to America in their great appreciation for helping Eretz Yisrael win the war. So there was a big problem. We didn't have any oil. So one of the grandiose plans that the American government came up with is that they're going to start daylight savings time much, much earlier than usual. They thought that would save a lot of money. It would save a lot of oil. So that year they started daylight savings time, I think it was January, February, something bizarre, like 2 months before it would usually be done. So the problem was that it threw the Zmanim off the wall, the Zmanim were, because the sun didn't rise. Like now, let's say the dead of winter, so Nates is not till 7:20 in New York, then it was 8:20, 8:30, whatever it was. So Nates was 8:30. You can imagine trying to, if you're a Shiva guy, that's great. The only vineyard that could happen is 8:30 vineyard. Everything else is pre-vasikensi. Yeah? So it's wonderful. But you have to actually work for a living. You have to be in the office by 9 o'clock, and you tell me that Nates is not till 8:30. That's going to throw off the 6 o'clock vineyard, 6:30 vineyard, 7 o'clock. Every vineyard is going to be, except for the retiree vineyard. You're not going to be able to function. So I remember as a little boy, I remember one Shabbos in Shul, so the rabbi of the Shul, I used to davenin, gave a whole shiur. I don't know what he was talking about, but I just remember he gave a whole shiur about all the different options, when you say brachas, when you start davening and shema and tefillin and everything. So one of the big discussion points was, what do you do about tefillin? I tell people to put on tefillin. So sometimes, you know, davening, you tell the guy to chap around davening in the office, you know, when he gets to the office. But it wasn't so easy. It was a different world back in the 1970s. Not everyone was going to start putting on its tefillin. The hospital, the lawyers in the courtroom, everyone was going to start putting on its tefillin. So Rav Moshe discussed the possibility of maybe everyone should just put on its tefillin when they get up in the morning. A guy gets up at 6 o'clock, he's running to the train to go catch for it. It's 2.5 hours before Nates. It's way before Lossa Shachar. Maybe you should tell him to put on tefillin now, because if you're going to tell him to put on tefillin later, if someone's saying put on tefillin by Mincha, who knows what's going to happen by Mincha? People are going to forget. Maybe we should have as a policy. Public policy is every person gets up, you get up at 6 in the morning, put on your tefillin and finish. And now the shaila was, if you're going to do that, so then maybe we should help you make a bracha. So Rav Moshe Pilpels would have been a parent, and not, should you make a bracha, not make a bracha, back and forth. So that was a whole, that same discussion that Nebuch, Chaman Lutzlan, that Rav Ashri had to deal with in the Holocaust. So in America was a hot topic that particular winter. Baruch Hashem, I think the embargo ended, and they went back to normal as manim, and we don't have to deal with that anymore. But that particular year, I was a little boy, I remember that was a hot topic. It was before my bar mitzvah, so it didn't really interest me to fill apart. But I remember it was a very, very hot topic in terms of when davening is going to start those few months. So bottom line is, we have machlekes atanoim, whether the pasuk v'shamarta addresses the issue of tefillin or korban pesach, the potential nafkamina being whether min haTorah you do it till you know when tefillin. So now this machlekes spins off another machlekes, because Rabbi Yosef literally says that just as this pasuk is referring to tefillin and it's prohibiting wearing tefillin at night, the Torah uses a vague phrase. It doesn't even say yom yamim. It says mi yamim yamim. So mi yamim is a mi. It says mi yamim lo kol yamim. If there are some days that you taka don't wear tefillin altogether. Forget about nights. There are some days, even during the daylight hours, you don't wear tefillin b'chalal. It's awesome in a Torah to wear tefillin. What are those days? The Torah doesn't say. It just says mi yamim lo kol yamim. So how do you know which days are different? So Yosef really says, well, we only know that there's a difference in halacha between holy days and regular days. So holy days of Shabbos and Yom Tovim must be the days that the Torah is singling out not to wear tefillin. So Rabbi Yosef Luz says, Zem, you see from this pasuk that you're not allowed to wear tefillin in the Torah, neither on Shabbos nor on Yom. So this is a gomim b'daraisa of v'shamartas, v'yamim, v'yam v'lo, v'yamim. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tovim. That's what Rabbi Yosef Luz says. And then the Gemara challenges Rabbi Akiva. And according to you, Rabbi Akiva, what would you say? Would you say that you talk to do with tefillin on Shabbat? There's no pause. The pause is not even talking about tefillin. So here the Gemara quotes Machlekes HaTanoim within the view of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva himself, give a proper held that you also don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, albeit for a different pasuk legamrei, different machlekes legamrei. different parasha gami, not do with yom and mi yom. That pasuk is not even talking about tefillin; it's talking about korban pesach. Rabbi Akiva held based on a separate gezeras hakosuf, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, or you're not mechuv to wear tefillin, whatever that means, on Shabbos and Yom. Then the Gemara quotes a third possibility that Rabbi Akiva himself did not subscribe to, but some of his talmidim held, and some of his talmidim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda held that according to Rabbi Akiva's shita, which Rabbi Akiva himself didn't accept, but according to Rabbi Akiva's theoretical shita, that you're allowed to wear tefillin a 9 minute Torah, who did not, you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif as well. And you can move to on Shabbos and Yontif, midarais at least. So you have a lot of different possibilities here. You have Rabbi Yosef Lulu who says you don't wear tefillin Shabbos and Yontif because miyam v'lo chayam. You have the other extreme, Rabbi Meir Yudu says you taka do it tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif in a Torah. Then you have Rabbi Akiva proper who says that not out miyam miyamima, but out os. How do we pask in halacha? So shukrach, we pask in the middle view. We pask in pure Rabbi Akiva, straight Rabbi Akiva, namely that Yitaka don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not because Yom Yamima, rather because of Os. So that's the difference. Halacha Maisi, don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but Torah, Yipater, because of Yatzah Shabbos Yom Tov, Shem Atzman Os. Because so much is hinging upon the word Os, it behooves us to define what exactly makes Shabbos and Yom Tov an Os. What's the difference? It's an osanos. What's the mind of Kamina? Kamina is what other days possibly on the calendar may be called osos. So Yadua, before someone mentioned before, major machlekes of Rishonim, whether one wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So the entire machlekes of Rishonim, whether one wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, all hinges around the word os. Is Chol HaMoed called an os or not? If it meets the characteristics of os, then you don't wear tefillin. If it doesn't, if it falls short, then you do wear tefillin. How would you know the answer to that question? So you have to define, well, what is it about Shabbos and Yom Tov makes it an os? So is it the Issa Malacha? Is it the Mitzvah Sayom? Is it, some other factor? So you have to figure out what is it about Shabbos and Yom Tov that exempts you from tefillin? What characteristic of os is present? And then you have to further figure out now, is that characteristic present on Chol HaMoed or not? So that's a major, major machlokes of Rishonim, which is an unresolved question out of Yom HaZeh. Hopefully that's Shem next year we'll try to discuss a little bit about Chol HaMoed, and then we'll just branch out a few odds and ends. We have a couple of things left to fulfill, and we'll talk about the brachas a little bit, eschadas a little bit, things like that. But we should probably wrap it up next week. Next week, though, the Shia will probably not be at this time because of Hanukkah, so the Shia will be at an earlier time. But I understand college is going to be gone by next week anyway, right? Right, so when's the last day of classes? This week? Is the last day?
Monday, the last day.
So we could theoretically have the shiur anytime, right? Okay, so should we just set it for, just keep it on Wednesday, because we're doing it on Wednesday. So maybe we'll set it for Wednesday at, if I have to be out of here by 4, so should we set it, let's say, for 3:15? Does that make sense? Is that good? Well, guys, we'd have rather right after Mincha. Maybe it's easier right after Mincha that we won't break anything up. So maybe we'll try. Okay, so maybe next Wednesday, like right after Mincha, so 2:45, we'll have the shiur. Okay. I don't know if necessarily this room. I don't know which room. Probably this room. Probably.